We're joined today by Triss Cayley, the premier all-female Celtic band out of Albany, New York. They are coming out with a Christmas album. And before we introduce the band, let's get a little taste of what it sounds like.
My name is Jen, and I'm the youngest of the group, and I do vocals, and I play whistles and flutes, and various percussion.
Hi, I'm Nolene. I am the oldest of the group, but I'm the youngest of 16, originally from Dublin. I'm authentic Dublin, and proud to be Irish, and I play the baron, and I sometimes play guitar, if Sharon lets me.
And she sings.
And I sing. I sing a lot of lead singing. So
can you tell she's youngest? Yeah. Anyway, oh, yeah. I am number 4 out of 5 in my family, if you want to go there. And I'm on the middle of this group, I guess. I don't know. But I play the 12-string guitar mainly, and some other instruments as well. So, but the main thing is our harmonies and singing in the Gaelic and the...
The
wee wit.
So you mentioned family, and I think when we talk about the holidays, family is a really important part of it, whether it be genetic family or found family. How have your family dynamics been a part of Christmas and this album?
I have to say that we've been together almost 13 years now.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, oh, I know. Jesus, and we Mary, still like each other, I think. Nolene and I started the group, and the intention was really to have 3 for the Triss Cayley symbol, but we ended up with
becoming family together.
Becoming family. So a lot of people were not believing that we could stay together because they all said, well, you're a girls group, right? And they said, you know, girls are too catty. We have risen above this because we are resilient, loving people. And we have learned to work through all of those lovely things that we have talked about.
You know, but Christmas to us is really about spending time with family and our chosen family, our friends also, and different traditions we like to keep. In my family, Christmas Eve is like the big thing for our family because everyone would come to my house. My mom would make all those special Christmas Eve, you know, dishes. And then Christmas Day was like, okay, you open the presents, you did this, you did this, you go to church. But that was my family. How about you, Nolene?
Well, the reason I wrote the song, it's called Christmas Is A-Coming. Growing up in Ireland, we had all these traditions, you know. And here, I just wanted to, you know, I found that in America, we all get together, but... only one day of the year we all rejoice. And I was just thinking, like, why can't we all rejoice, not just one day of the year, but all year long together? And we're all busy baking our pies and puddings and, you know, making gifts for our loved ones. And at the end of the day, let's all rejoice and let's have peace and love in our hearts. And let's have no more hate or angry feelings, because in our family, being the youngest of 16, there's always anger. There's always fighting. And just, you know, Christmas is coming. Let's rejoice, not today, but all year long. And that's what I was hoping for. And that's what Christmas Is A-Coming is about.
Oh, that's great.
So our group has always really tried to stay, how would you say, spiritual, very grounded.
Family-oriented.
We always have children at our gigs. We have old people, young people, different types of cultures, because we speak to that universality. And I just love the fact that we are asked to do weddings, birthdays, funerals. We are asked to be a part of people's personal, intimate experiences.
So a lot of your music is traditional, our traditional Irish songs that we've history and traditions and growing up in Ireland. And storytelling generally, whether it be music or not, is about connecting, I think, through generations and through our ancestors. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of connecting through generations and passing down songs?
Nolene, would you say something?
We have a very special song on our new CD, Christmas is A-Comin'.
Yeah, which is I just spoke about, but growing up in Ireland, we had no television. I hate to age myself, but growing up in Ireland, we had no television. We sat around the fire and our stories were told by my father, my mother, and it was just all about the different traditions of what we did and just went on from generation to generation. And those are what are near and dear to my heart. And
each of your kids, each of the kids had a song that they had specifically sang. Yeah.
And if you're sitting around the fire, the tradition is everybody has their own party piece. And, you know, over here, if you're in America, you'll hear people, does anybody want to sing? And nobody puts their hand up if you're at a party. Like, but if you're in Ireland, in my house especially, does anybody want to sing a song? It's my turn. No, you sang a song. It's my turn. Everybody wanted to do their party piece. And that went down through generation to generation. All my brothers, I'm the youngest of 16, and we all had our own song that we sang. And that was our tradition. And the baking of the puddings and the Christmas puddings, that was before, like 6 weeks before Christmas. You make the puddings and they sat in cheesecloths before Christmas. And the smells and the aromas and the spices. And, you know, that was the smell of Christmas. It was just that lovely, you know, feeling, the warmth of the holidays.
So another sensory aspect of tradition, the taste buds in addition to the auditory.
Yes. Uh-huh. The whole thing. Yeah.
But the one special song on our album that we're very proud of is we were able to ask Nolene's granddaughters to come on, and they actually came to the recording studio and they recorded a song with us that they have been singing with us on stage for the past, I would say, eight years. And it's all in Gaelic. So, you know, through all these years, they learn the song in Gaelic through their mother, who is Nolene's daughter. So, and then they come up on stage, they all sing it together. And to have it full circle, to have Trinity and Fiona to come on up and sing the song in Gaelic. And it's now forever in the, on CD, yes. With us.
Well, it's called Cae Mila Fáilte, Baby Jesus. So it's 100,000 welcomes to Baby Jesus. You would sing it in Ireland when you're making your first Holy Communion, but you would also sing it at Christmas time, just welcoming Baby Jesus, you know, when he's born in the manger.
So has this Christmas album been released, and are there any performances coming up?
The Christmas album is released. You can pick up our CD at any of our performances. And then our CD release parties, official release parties, are going to be the 11th, which is a Saturday, at Celtic Hall, sponsored by Irish American Heritage Museum. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be having our second release party at the Parting Glass Pub up in Saratoga Springs, 7 to 9. And for all of these, please call for reservations.
And Sina, at the end of the CD, people don't know it, but there are a few wee jokes. Just saying.
Yeah, I think you know, we were joking before this interview, so I don't even think the listeners really got the just the fun that the three of you are. So I feel like that's important to get across.
Thank you very much for having us. We'd love to come on again. We're very rooted in the history of Irish, in not only the capital district, but beyond.
And the language of Irish.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Tris Cayley. Thank you, Jen, Sharon, and Noeline. Really appreciate you coming on and looking forward to hearing more of your music.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, 105.3, The Sanctuary.
Christmas is a-comin'. Christmas is a-comin'. Señor.